Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'll turn my mic around over here and talk to our studio guest here this morning. It is Catherine Folke, one of the three Riley County commissioners, and it's her turn in the rotation. So we welcome Catherine in studio. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you.
It is certainly a pleasure. I was just talking beforehand. I don't think I saw you last time you were here because I was out of town, but lots been going on. How have you been recently?
Been real good, you know, staying very healthy and exercising and working in my yard and trying to understand all the different things going on in the county. And especially the summer has been a lot of budget information. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's a learning process. I don't care who you are, a first year commissioner. There's probably a learning curve for both you and Commissioner McKinley here coming on and having to tackle budgets 8 months into it.
Yeah, they say it'll be easier next year, which I'm sure it will be. Being in a small business that I had for years, I understand, you know, profit and loss and budgets, but it's based on one type of project, you know, on projects and one type of business. But in the county, there are so many different departments and different budgets for everyone and department heads and different there's a lot to it. It's pretty complicated.
Yeah. And you guys have approved your budget here as of recently, and I guess the only thing next is to have the public hearing and the revenue neutral rate hearing, which I've heard from a lot of folks about the revenue neutral rate, and that is another kind of layer that's been kind of hard to understand here, and some of the people I talk to in government aren't very fond of it either.
Well, what the legislature did was they wanted all the counties to, you know, be accountable to the people on whether or not, you know, if the budget's going, if it's going up, we need to prove, you know, why it's going up. And so they put into effect that we would have to have public hearings, and the revenue neutral rate is basically what we had last year. If it goes above last year's budget, it's a neutral. There's a formula. You take the assessed valuation of the properties, and then you determine the value of $1 million would be. So it's then they determine a rate, and if you go above that in your budget, you have to have a public hearing to explain to the public what that is. It doesn't mean that the public can make you change it.
Right.
But it is a cost to the counties. It's going to cost, this year we didn't have to send out a notice to the constituents, to all the people in the county. Next year we will have to, and that's going to be an extra cost in our budget of, you know, a minimum of over $15,000 to send out a notice to all the property owners and all the taxpayers. So this year it's kind of a trial. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. And any chance they might tweak that in the legislature, you think?
Well, we're hoping they will.
Yeah.
But it is good to be accountable to the taxpayers. It's, you know, it's something they need to understand. And even though it is complicated, there are different ways to understand it. And our goal in the county this year was to keep it level or reduce it some. But keeping in mind that we had to, we wanted to give our employees a cost of living increase, which they did not get last year. It was flat. So we, you know, it was quite a process. The different departments would put in their wish lists of new hires and what they, all the, you know, all the things they wanted to do. We sent back to all the departments, sent back the budget various times and said, well, you've got to cut, you've got to cut. And so then we finally said, okay, well, there's not going to be any new hires this year. So all departments have to work with the people that they have. So that was the only way we could keep things flat. So our budget is fairly flat this year. Like, for instance, the percentages of the tax rate in 2021, the revenue neutral rate is 42.292, and this year it's 42.285, which is only a 0.494 increase. So it's, you know, it's fairly stable. So that's pretty much the RCPD fund went up. That causes some increase for us. And then also the fire district has some increases. But the rest of the departments were able to keep things fairly, you know, fairly flat for us.
You know, going forward here now with the mill levy going to be it looks like 42.285. That's the correct mill levy, is that?
Well, that's a revenue neutral rate.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's the calculation after all that. I don't have with me the exact mill levy rate.
Okay.
But it is all based on that.
So. I know we have that somewhere, but it's interesting because it does go down. A slight bit here. Do you think that can hold steady as we go into the next year also, given what we know about inflation and everything seeming to go up in price here?
Well, I'm really hoping that our revenues will go up, and I'm optimistic they will go up with, in the next 6 months of the 2022 budget, so that we'll be able to loosen up a bit and stay within a flat budget. I'm not for sure what the future holds. Yeah. Everything goes up.
Yeah.
They were saying on the radio this morning that it's probably 5% increase overall on expenses and inflation. So that's quite a bit. So.
Well, I know that Manhattan publishes a monthly sales tax figure here that's kind of, it lags about 2 months behind. Does Riley County do something like that? Taking a look at some of the sales tax revenues here that we're seeing?
Yeah, yes, we get a monthly report from the treasurer. Let's see if I have it here. Sales tax revenues in August, total revenue was $1,339,875. We spent $350,100. So we're doing really good. The budget expended about 8.1% and revenue 89.33%. So there's, we have been showing an increase in revenues, sales tax, and I'm really optimistic that will continue.
We certainly hope so, because gosh, after what we saw last year with everything kind of shutting down, I know that hurt a lot of businesses here. But we have seen more activity here as of late, and I'm sure that is generating some more interest here. And of course, the return of football certainly helps.
I haven't seen the revenues for this last weekend, but there were a lot of people in town, and the stadium was full. So
yeah, and hotel occupancy was through the roof.
Right. So I was sitting next to some new people that had moved their season tickets next to mine, but they ended up buying a place in town because mainly for the football season, because the hotels were so expensive.
Well, given the budget, and I think Riley County is the only one that we've seen actually go down a bit in the mill levy, because I know Pott County went up. And the city of Manhattan obviously is going up on their budget. What do you attribute that to here, being able to just kind of keep things tight here? Is this good leadership from department heads, or what's the deal?
Well, it is, and we like I said, we gave them direction that we needed to stay as flat as possible, but taking care of our employees. We can't control the cities, what they do, but they get, and we have to pay a certain percentage of all the costs in the, the county and that kind of thing. So, and like for the RCPD, we pay about 20%, city pays 80. That went up quite a bit, so.
Yeah. All right. Again, talking with Catherine Foakey, Riley County Commissioner here on In Focus. I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about some other things here going on in the county. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.